If you've been to Nashville, Tennessee, you might remember a quirky carousel along the banks of the Cumberland River. It was designed by the pop artist Red Grooms to honor famous Tennesseans. It had delighted both tourists and locals since the late 1990s, but then it was abruptly taken down. Chaz Sisk, with Here and Now contributor WPLN, found out what happened to the Red Grooms carousel and how it might come back.
As we stand together in a warehouse, the Tennessee State Museum's Bob White hits me with a quiz.
You recognize any of the other characters?
Grantland Rice.
That's correct.
Yeah. Grantland Rice, the famed sports writer, is one of 36 famous Tennesseans who grace the Red Grooms carousel. Rice is wearing a fedora and pounding away at a typewriter. With a body that's part baseball player, part horse, carousel riders would have sat in the saddle. There's also Olympian Wilma Rudolph, her torso fused with a tiger, a reminder of her time on the Tennessee State track team. Ryman Auditorium builder and riverboat magnate Tom Ryman merges with a steamboat. Country City Kitty Wells and a tour bus.
Let's see, what's the turbaned guy over here?
Sequoia.
Oh, that's Sequoia, of course. Mm-hmm. Of course.
The inventor of the Cherokee alphabet. He's holding a pipe and giving me a mischievous sidelong glance. If all goes well, the Red Grooms carousel could whirl again next to a new state museum building now under construction. All it takes is money, says museum spokeswoman Mary Skinner.
That would be a win-win for everybody, but we're still trying to raise the money for the actual new museum.
When the carousel opened in 1998, as many as 10,000 people a month were paying $1.50 each to give it a ride. But over the years, that number fell to about 2,000. Since 2004, the dismantled carousel has been sitting in pieces in estate warehouses. Two separate agencies asked me not to say where, such as their fear it could be targeted by thieves. Museum officials refuse to say how much the carousel is worth, but it's likely in the millions. Grooms, who now lives in New York, is regarded as one of the greatest artists to ever come out of Tennessee. Here's how Elizabeth Hodermarski, a curator at the Yale University Art Gallery, described his work to Connecticut Public Television.
You know, there's so much of contemporary art that's very cold and metallic, and red is really all about humanity and warmth.
The Tennessee State Museum occasionally brings out pieces of the carousel for exhibitions, but the agreement all along was that the Grooms carousel would be entirely reconstructed when the museum moved into its new home. But as planning has dragged on, the carousel has lost its priority status. It's no longer included in the project's $160 million budget. Deputy Commissioner John Hull says the state will need at least a few million dollars to rebuild the carousel and place it in its own enclosure.
It's a historical piece. It's an art. And so we think that in order to maintain it over the long term, it actually has to be inside a structure and not exposed to the elements.
It's so clever and so beautiful, and it needs to be up and running and visible.
Attorney Bob Took was part of the organization that ran the Red Grooms carousel when it was in downtown Nashville. He keeps a model of it in his office. It's one of the few ways to see today what it looks like when put together. Took recalls schoolchildren riding the carousel to learn state history. He can't think of a better place to put it than the State Museum.
They are not living up to their promise, and that disappoints me. If they go ahead and do it anyway with another fundraiser, I'm all about that.
Tennessee officials hope to complete their study on rebuilding the Red Grooms carousel early next year. For Here and Now, I'm Chaz Sisk in Nashville.